From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. To use the title of a current affairs TV show from many years ago, that was the week that was. Like the scorpion, an ex-tropical cyclone Seth managed to have a real sting in its tail when it sat off the Queensland coast and then meandered inland to release a biblical type of deluge. I managed to escape the drama that came to areas around me, and as time goes on, more stories of survival are coming to light. Sadly, the flood event has also caused the deaths of some people, and others have lost belongings, and at least one house is reported to have been swept off its stumps. In my town of Howard, it rained, and the bridge that crosses the Burram River was submerged. By midweek, many areas have returned to almost normal lifestyles, but with some of the more isolated villages and areas are struggling with volunteers helping to clean up. The effort, which has been overseen by the local mayor of the Fraser Coast, has seen a monumental response from employees and volunteers to restore Maryborough to a once again clean and functioning place to live. There's been severe damage to the highway, which carries much of the road freight to and from the northern areas of the state. And with the increasing rapid expansion of the COVID infections, it is hard to imagine when we will see the shops with their shelves fully stocked. It's the shortage of staff, as people are restricted by the need to isolate, that is affecting the procurement, loading and transport of goods, and the road damage will be a minor inconvenience by comparison. I've mentioned the need for preparation during the summer season, and if nothing else, the current circumstances are proving the worth of having spare food and materials on hand. Just as we in central Queensland were breathing a sigh of relief, the Carpentaria region experienced its own low-pressure system assault, with a tropical cyclone blowing itself across to the Northern Territory. It's heartening to see the reports from the Spaeth weatherwoman, Dr. Tamitha Scove, WX6SSW, which are indicating that solar sunspot cycle 25 is going to exceed the previous predictions. Over the next few years, we should be in the salad days of amateur radio with conditions that many will not have experienced. So it is that we have good reason to get our stations prepped and ready for both the good times ahead, but as a backup in times of emergency. I've listened to people recount experiences of the local floods when mobile phone services weren't available, and I'm thankful we have a backup when all else fails. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.